Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in the second part of our shir on the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. In the previous shir, we asked a number of questions. Our basic avoda is to try to figure out what the Jews did wrong when they asked for a king. Why was Hashem so angry with them? It's a mitzvah to appoint a king. So the Ramban, in his Perish Al HaTorah, Parashas Shoftim, Perek Yudzayim Pasuk Yudalit, writes, "V'sham b'kro de v'amarta asim alai melech hiskir v'amarta ki mitzvah shiavo lifnei hakohanim halevim v'hashofet v'yomru lem ritzoneinu shenasim aleinu melech." The Ramban says there's a mitzvah to come before the Kohanim and Levim and Shofet and say, "We want a king." That's why it says, "Ve'amarta asim alai melech." You have to say it, you have to ask for it. In the beer of Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla and the Smag, he doesn't understand. He says, "Pashtus Napasik is mashma, not like the Ramban." Where do we see that the Jews have to ask for a king? That there's a special mitzvah to ask for a king? He doesn't think that that appears in the pasuk. The poskim also don't bring this lahalacha. Also, what's the Ramban's makor? For such a mitzvah? Again, he makes it based on a diuk on the pasuk. But is the diuk really machruch? And does he have a makor and chazal for this? So to answer the makor question, so it says in the Sifri, in the previous year we learned Sifri, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Sifri, "Bahalo mitzvahi min haTorah l'shol hamelech." It doesn't say mitzvah l'manos l'hamelech, l'shol hamelech. So it's mashma that the etzem hasheela, the amira that the Ramban says, "V'amarta asim alai melech," is also part of the mitzvah. We have to understand the gedder of this mitzvah of asking for a king. If there's a mitzvah to appoint a king, so then what do we add by asking for a king? Special inyan to ask. Chinuch in mitzvah Tav Tzadi Zayin at the end writes, "V'al tahar b'nei acharei dvarai lomar, v'eich yachshov avi zois ha-mitzvah min anoheges l'doros." Don't ask my son how I'm saying that this mitzvah is l'doros of having a king. "V'alo mishanim shach dobin ha-melech nistak azos ha-mitzvah Yisrael, sh'leyam l'man asod melech, yidob zahar nasiyam aleyem, ad ki yavo shilo, sh'yem yizahar o melech oylem." What's the whole thing here? David is king, and then all of his descendants are king. There's nothing left to do. She'inyan ha-mitzvah eino l'manos melech ha-chadosh b'levad. It's not only to appoint a new king. Avo me'inyanu hu ma'ashe zacharnu l'manos melech ha-chadosh t'yasibu sh'nitzdarech lo. V'gam kein l'hamid ha-melucha b'yad ha-yoresh v'... Lasis Moro Aleinu Vinisnai Gimo Bukhol Dover Kitaro Kemitzvah Yedua Vizeba Emes Noig Laolam. So we see in the Chinuch a very big yesod that it's not just a mitzvah to appoint a new king, that when the Yoresh becomes king, we establish the kingship in his hand and we act with fear towards him. What's the idea behind this? So we can explain this based on what the Chinuch says there at the beginning of Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Zayin. In the Mitzvah Ayin Aleph, "Mishar she ha-mitzvah lefi she'ef she'li yishev b'nei adam ha-bli she'asu echa b'mineem rosh ka'ala ha-cherem lasas mitzvah su l'kaim g'zei rosef b'nei she'deos b'nei adam chalukos z'zeh mizeh v'lo yaskim u'kulam ha-das echad me'olam al-kein tzvichem l'kabal das echad me'am im tov im ra ma'an yatzlichu v'yasku v'isko shalolam." So you have to have somebody on top of you. There has to be some sort of leader, because people never can agree, especially Jews. So It's not just to create to give somebody a shame melech. The pshat in the mitzvah of anointing a king, of appointing a king, is that the king should be, everybody should make the king ruler over him. The kabbal das echad mehem, that one person's das is accepted by everybody. That's pshat in making a king. He's the moshel, and we're the nimshel. Nim, he's the ruler, and we're the ruler. That's the only way we can be matzliach. That's what malchus is. Malchus is that somebody's on top of him. They have mori melech. So the mitzvah of kiyum, the mitzvah of minui melech, is to have mori melech. If there's no mori malchus, there's no mitzvah of minui melech. And therefore, even malchay beis David, which become malachim, will become malachim automatically, there's still a mitzvah of minui when they're makabel upon themselves to fear him. So the chiddush here then is that's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Part and parcel of the mitzvah of minui melech is more melech, and that's why we don't find the mitzvah of som to see melech melech shatei maso alech, to fear the king, is not its own mitzvah. Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perla talks about this in his parish to the Rasag. Before, and I said the Smag, I meant the Rasag, parish of Zion. Because based on what we said, it's not distinct and disparate and separate from the mitzvah of Minui Melech. That's the mitzvah of Minui Melech, when they accept upon themselves Mora Malchus. That everybody can't just do Yisha Yosher Be'einov, like it says in Shoftim Yud Zayin Yud and Chof Aleph Chof Vav. And that's only if they have Mora Malchus. And it's not just another mitzvah, that's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And that's what it says beautifully in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Gimel. He says that we have a mitzvah to appoint a king, and then in the Lashon HaSifri, Som Tesim Alecha Melech, Shtei Maso Alecha, Sheyuyam Levanai Me'akavet V'agdula V'atehila V'amayla Adatachos Ha'achron She'elam Alei Menah. They should have such awe of this king to the nth degree. The Ramban writes it as part of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's not just a prat of the mitzvah of having a king. That's part and part. That's the whole mitzvah of the mitzvah. Otherwise, no mitzvah of minui melech. The mitzvah is to have all of the king. And we can also be mechavin this with what it says in Yerushalmi Perek Beis of Sanhedrin Sof Halacha Yud. Som tasim alecha melech asim ein ksiv elatasim. Ta'ad shavi aloch. It doesn't say, I will place. You should place. You should place upon yourself. That even though the minui melech is through a navi, the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, the mohus ha-malchus is not through this minui. It has to be at shavi aloch. The kabbalah, the hachna, to be submissive under the king, to be subordinate to the king. That's the Yisod of Malchus. And look in the Drash of Saranj, Jerush Yud Aleph. The name Tzakas of Lurib Megillah Starim Shalom, Shpirish Krad the Susharim, Viavo Melech HaKabot, Shemalachim Kula Meina Malachim Shal Kabot, Aval Hu Malach Aleim. Fima Shiyirtsu Amon Lassis Lom and HaKabot Ken Yelom Mena Malchus. Achim Yirtsu Yahasim Yemenu Kol HaKabot Ahu Yutar Mehem HaMalchus Lagamre, Aval Shem Yisbarach Hu Melech HaKabot Ki Umo Shalom Mo. So God is the true king of honor. Other kings, if you remove their honor, you remove their kingship. It's Talu in the Yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true Melech HaKavod. He's king whether we want him or not. So now it's Gevaldik. We have a pshat in the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the mitzvah is V'amarta Asima Alai Melech. You should say that, you're going to say that, where Ramban says you should say that I want to have a king, because that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to ask for a king, because that's the whole gather of the kingship. You want somebody to be your leader. You're accepting upon yourself Mara Malchus. It's not just he goes into office, he steps into office, and now he's the king. Now you create him as king by having fear. And if there's not going to be Mara Malchus, then there's no mitzvah of Minui Melech. Previous year we learned a a ribui in the sifri, some tasim shimimeis mane acher tachtov. And we ask, what's the chiddush here? That you should place a king that if he dies, appoint another one. Even if one is not going to have awe of this new king, there's still a mitzvah to appoint him. Because of this ribui of Som Tassim. So that's the chiddush of the Sifri. That you would think that if you're not going to have fear, then there's no reason to appoint a king. Say, no, Som Tassim. She may appoint somebody else. Even though mitzad the mitzvah's minui, there's going to be no mitzvah because the whole mitzvah of minui melech is only if you're makabel the malchus, b'mora with fear, with awe. And the chiddush here is, nevertheless, if he dies, still appoint somebody else, even without the mitzvah of awe, even without the aspect of awe, even though he's missing the mechus hamalchus. The chiddush to say that, then what's the point? But you could say no. That's the ribui of the pasuk. That's exactly what the pasuk of the chiddush. Some tassim. Now in our Gemara in Sanhedrin, we learn Shetei Maso Alecha from the Pasuk of Som Tassim. In the Sifri they learn it from Iker Bachecha Tassim Alecha Melech. So we asked, the Sifri makes more sense. Why? Because the first Som Tassim is not a Chiddush, that's Pashup Shat, not a Ribui in the Pasuk, to place a king. And then it says, and add a tassim, from there you can learn Shetei Maso Alecha. So why does our Gemara learn it as the mitzvah of Eima Alecha, the first Som Tassim? So the Gemara brings him on the Amar that Kol Amar B'Parshas Melech Ein Melech Mutter Bo. Anything said in the Parish of the Melech, which we read yet in the previous shir, all the rights of the king to take the children as workers and many rights that the king has. So it's really scary how much power the king has. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, a melech isn't really mutter to do all these things. So why did it say this parasha showing how many rights the king has? La'ayim aleim, just to put some fear into the Jews. So what's it coming to be miyashev? Because the Gemara is saying like this, I understand if you say Melech Mutter Bo, that a king is mutter in all the things that it says in Parashas Melech. I understand why, before they actually appointed a king, you have to tell all the things that the king does, all the rights the king has, in order to know, the moment he's appointed, what to do with this king. But if the king is not mutter in what it says in Parashas HaMelech, and it's just to put fear in the Jews, Shetei Maso Alecha, so why do you have to say it before the minui? There's no nafkamina for the anhaga. So that's why the Gemara says that this Mandi Amar, that's why this Mandi Amar says Som Tassim Shetei Maso Alecha, that this din of Shetei Maso Alecha that we learn from Tassim Alecha is a kiyum in the Gufa Som Tassim. As in a chinami, like the Sifri says, you learn it from Tassim Alecha, Mekevachach Tassim Alecha Melech. You learn it from the second time. But the reason the Gemara darshins it is to show you that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Som Tassim. This fear is not just something external. It's not just that you have to fear. If the guy's already, a person's already a king, you have to fear him. No. That's the only way to have a king. The only way to be Mekayim properly, the Som Tassim, is Shtei Maso Alecha. And that's why before the Minui it tells you all the different things that all the what the king can do, just to put fear into the people. Because it has to tell you, it has to put fear into the people before the king is appointed. Because that's the Minyan HaMelech. The Minyan HaMelech comes with fear. There has to be more HaMelech. It's Gevaldik. And now, we also understand Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that this parasha was said, La'ayim La'ayim. Just to threaten them, just to put fear in them. V'chein omeri, and so too Rabbi Yehuda said, the Jews were commanded three mitzvahs when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Minui melech, or Zazar Shalom Molech, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We asked what the v'chein is. What does one have to do with the other? This parasha was said to be ma'ayim, and three mitzvahs Jews were commanded when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Based on what we said, it's kevaldik. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, ein melech mutar bo. The king is not allowed to do all these things that it says, all the rights that the king has. Ein ha-melech, kol amar parshas melech, ein ha-melech mutar bo. So, now after it says ein ha-melech mutar bo, so that's all, if it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah to appoint a king, then we understand why he has to be tell us all of these things. La'ayim aleihem. This la'ayim is to put fear in them. And then it says v'chein. After I tell you that there's a mitzvah to that it's la'ayim v'chein. And similarly, it follows that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a mitzvah. Because if there's no mitzvah, what's the point of telling them now to be ma'ayim aleihem? Be ma'ayim aleihem afterwards. If they already point to king, there's no mitzvah. There's opinions in the Gemara. There's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, so then be ma'ayim afterwards. The only reason to be ma'ayim in advance is if you're holding that there is a mitzvah, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the mora. So therefore it says, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kedei la'ayim aleihem, and Rabbi Yehuda must therefore hold. Similarly, it makes sense. It follows that he holds that there's a mitzvah. And that's why it was said la'ayim aleihem. Otherwise it could have been said afterwards. And the Yesodat Dvarim is Mavur in the Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubas Taf Yud Zayin. It says in the Gemara that even according to the Mandar Menasi Shemachal Kavodo Kavodo Machul, but a Melech is not allowed to be Machul Al Kavodo. Ein Kavodo Machul. A king is not allowed to be Machul in his covet. Because it says something Melech HaMelech Shtei Maso Alecha. Rashi says, the Yisrael Huzer, she is Simo Aleim, Simas Harvek. The Jews were commanded to put a lot of placings on them. That his fear should be on them. Therefore, if he's mochel on his kov is not mochel. And therefore, the pasuk said, keep placing him on you, because if his kov isn't mochel, what's pshat in Rashi? It says the shita mekubetz is meiridik perish the kol shosh and mochel al kavod or reikula heisir atzmi melech. If he's mochel on his kov, he removes himself from being king. You have to place him on yourself anew. In other words, it's very nice that Melech Shemach HaKvod and Kvod HaMelech. But how does that? But how does that fit in with the Som Tassim? That you're Chayv and Mora. One can work with the other. If he's Mochel and his Kvod is Mochel, you have to have Mora, but he can be Mochel. Also a nasi, yichayv and mora, but if he's mochel, it's mochel. So why don't we say the same thing about a melech? So that's why Rashi is coming to answer, and the Shita Mekubetzis is explaining that we also have to understand why do they bring the pasuk of som tasim. Of Som Tassim, the Iker isn't the Som Tassim. The Iker is Tassim Alecha. What's the Som? What's the first Som Tassim? It's not the Iker. The Iker is Som Tassim Alecha. that you have to place your fear, shtei maso alecha. So why the psalm tassim, first psalm? The answer is that it says psalm tassim, that's that you have to appoint a king. And then after that, it tells you that that's the cheftz of the king. And if there's no mora, then he's not king anymore. And therefore his kavod can't be mochel, because he's always king. If he's mochel on his kavod, he stops being king. So again, Rashi says, "The Yisrael Huzur Shiasim Leim Simus Harbe." You have to keep placing him, yourself on him as king. Placing him on you as king. How? Shtehei Maso Aleim, that you fear him. And therefore, Ein Kvodo Machol. Because the Kvodo Machol is, he's no longer king. So the second he's Machol, you have to place him as king again. How do you place him as king again? By having a Maso Alecha. So part and parcel of the Som Tassim is Alecha, is that you have to have this fear of him. If you stop having, that's what Shita Mikobetzis explains. The Kol Shal Shemochal Kavod, if he's Mochal and he's covered, then he stops being king. And then you have to place him again. Because the whole Etzim HaMalchus, the Mehus HaMalchus, is that there's more Malchus. And therefore you can't have Mechila. Because if you have Mechila, then essentially he's not king anymore. And you need to have a king. And the Mechila stops him from being king. So you see again, the Mora Malchus is part and parcel, it's the essence of the mitzvah of Minui Melech. So Baruch Hashem, we fleshed out this very important yisod. And next time, Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder, I hope we will continue in this sugya. We should all be zocher l'umod v'l'ram edlishn v'l'as v'kayim is called Dibri Samutar v'secho b'yahava. Amen, amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.